From now on, you will be catching men. This miracle really amazed these apostles to be, because Jesus, because they are fishermen and Jesus is not, and they questioned a little about the wisdom of going out for a catch after the night they caught nothing, and they said, okay, well, anyway, we'll just humor you and we'll go and do it anyway. And so they did and caught this great number of fish. How could Jesus do that? How could he, like, here he is just finishing preaching to the people and says, let's go out and catch some fish. You know, how can he amass the fish in the sea, hundreds of fish, and at that very moment, and both boats are sinking with the number of fish. How can he do that? Obviously, they see there's something divine in him now, and that strikes them. Maybe he can walk on the water. Maybe he can calm the tempest and the wind. Maybe he can even raise people from the dead. But can he fish better than we can? Does he know better our own profession? Yes, he does. And that strikes them to the heart, and it hits them between the eyes, maybe more than some other miracles that he might do, because that's their profession. He can fish better than them. He knows that better than they do, and so he is divine. And so let us give up our fishing profession and follow him. He knows everything. He has this power. He's so good. Everything he has to teach is so full of wisdom and beauty, and he has this power. So he's worth following and doing what he does. From now on, you will be catching men. You will be catching men. This is going to be your mission. He's training them. Here we are in religious life, training to be holy. Religious life, a life of perfection. We're trying to be more perfect. So there's a huge focus on ourselves, perfecting ourselves, improving ourselves, getting rid of our faults and failings, practicing charity. And maybe we can sometimes lose sight of the flip side of the coin, that we are called to catch men, we're called to seek men, save souls, and this we do in words, example, prayer, sacrifice, all the means to save souls. So it's a huge focus as we think of our consecration to Mary, who is full of grace but also full of love and duty to save her children as a mother. Those two missions of being full of grace, Immaculate Conception, but also the missionary, mother, mediatrix of all grace. We too have that role to perfect ourselves, but also to put our entire being into saving others through all those means that we know. And how do we do that? How do we save souls? Is it through my ingenuity, through my meditation, through my words, through my beautiful words? No, St. Francis, St. Maximilian, always telling us, it is God who saves souls, it is God who converts men through the prayers of holy friars, holy men and women. So through our prayers and sacrifices, through our dependency on the work of God through us, we will save souls. So as we preach, we always definitely pray that God will give us, not so much that God will, that we will say the right words, but that God will give us the words to say, to move the hearts of men, to touch their hearts in ways that he knows we don't. So we pray for God to speak through us, but also that he will touch the souls of men, bring them to conversion, and we're not even going to always see the success. And so we accept that, we realize that, and we accept that. And we pray for God's glory to come, souls, not our success, but God's glory and the true conversion of sinners.
Jesus.